society is actually neither natural or healthy. In fact, it's a cause of much human pathology, mental and physical. These pathologies, what we call abnormalities, are actually normal responses to what is an abnormal culture.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the app for either Android or iOS devices, and of course you can find all past, present and future podcasts at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to our guests tonight, Cold. We listened to Excision, and in parentheses, Lost Cause, which is part of their brand new EP, Cycles. Before that, we listened to Dream Heavy. Oh, by the way, Edmonton. Cold, they are from Edmonton here in Canada. So before that song, before Excision, we listened to the band Dream Heavy. They are here from BC in Canada, British Columbia. And we listened to their brand new single, Song in the Dark. And before that, we listened to Eternal Drac. They are from La Ville du Québec, Quebec City, in Quebec, Canada, and we listen to the song Haunting Place, which is part of their brand new album, Imprisoned Souls. Yes, a lot of new music is coming up your way today, and I hope you enjoy it, just as I do. That's right, just like El Dr. Misterio does. And yeah, and speaking about music, let's continue with the beautiful tunes here at the Metal Meltdown.
There.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. And this beautiful show is the Metal Meltdown. And of course, I am your host, El Doctor Misterio. And just a couple of reminders, you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. You can also listen to us on your device, on your iPad, iPhone, phone, tablet, whatever, either for Android or iOS. We have an app for any of those. And of course, you can find all the podcasts created for and by Mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Freeze the Fall. They are from Kelowna, BC in Canada. We listened to their song Broken Glass, which is part of their brand new EP Thrones. Before that, we listened to our guests tonight, Colt from Edmonton in Alberta, Canada. And we listened to the song Coercion, which is part of their brand new EP Cycles. And we started the set with Turbo. They are from Halifax, Nova Scotia in Canada. And we listened to the song Down in Mexico from their brand new album, Broke and Ugly. Yes, beautiful Mexico. Beautiful and sunny Mexico. Yes, great. Almost neighbors, anyway. All right. Well, let us continue with the music, and then we can chat with Shane after we come back here at the Metal Meltdown. Can check volumes, and then yes, I guess at some point I will just thank you for, you know, being on the show, etc. And then it will be like we were hanging up, and I'll just stop recording, and then we can say goodbye properly.
Okay, sure.
Say keep talking a little bit, just for 10 seconds.
Check 1, 2. Hey, this is me. I'm talking. This is me talking on my phone.
There you go. Yeah, you guys are so creative when I ask them to check for the audio. Everybody pretty much says the same thing. Anyway, that's awesome.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
What am I going to say? Right?
Exactly. I will be exactly in your same shoes. All right. Okay, so I'm gonna start. I mean, I've been recording already, but anyway, I'm gonna start the proper interview anyway. All right, we are here with Shane from the band Cold. Oh, I will never get those right. How are you, Shane?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you very much for being with us tonight at the Metal Meltdown. So I guess for the people that are not too familiar with the band, could you tell us a little bit about the history of the band? How long have you been together? Like how many, I don't know, albums or EPs? Like how has that been for the history of the band?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can go back pretty far if you want, but I think I'll just try to keep it simple. The Cold formed in 2018 after the previous band that we were in, called Bastur, fell apart. We had an issue with one of those guys and decided to rebrand and start new music and with very similar themes. And ever since then, we've put out a mini LP, which is our first album, which was Thin the Herd, Fail to Learn, which was on Hibernation Records in Philly. And then since then, after the pandemic, we took a bit of a break during that period, changed a couple of band members, and since then we've released our EP this year called Cycles. And that EP was released by the band by itself, along with the CD, which was released by HPDG Productions, Horror Pain, Gore Death, out of Philly as well. So, yeah, that's the brief history.
That's pretty good.
How's the I'm always curious about, I mean, I understand with bands, you know, print LPs these days because, well, it became, you know, it became a new thing and a cool thing like a couple of years ago. But so how about the CDs? Like, tell me about printing CDs.
CDs, yeah. Well, we've done mostly just independent small runs on the CDs. Like on the first album, that's how we did it. The label picked up the LP, did that, and then we did cassettes and CDs ourselves. And we just did it through a small batch run through, I think they're called Duplication. But anyway, just a website. And this time around, we decided that we wanted to actually print the LPs ourselves. We had a plan to put together a 20-minute album. It turns out to be about 21 minutes, and we wanted to do a screen printing for the B-side. So we had this whole thing envisioned from the get-go back when we were writing the music, and we just wanted to get a sample of the new material. So we kept it short, and then we decided to print the albums ourselves, and then somebody reached out to us about potentially doing CDs in that run. So we combined with Horrorpain Gordef, which is in Philly, to do the run of the CDs. And they're friends of our previous label, and I think they work together. So this was the reason why we put out the CD this time, because we were just going to do cassettes and vinyl. But they're pretty popular. They're almost gone. Like, out of all the units that we have, I think the CDs are the ones that went the fastest.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. You know, I thought LPs were the hot stuff for the last few years, but apparently not. Now it's the CDs again.
Yeah, I guess. I think it's just, maybe it's partly to do with having physical media that you can enjoy, you can support, and it seems like even cassettes are getting really expensive, so CD seems to be like a cheap way to go now. Because cassettes are like, they can run upwards about $7 or so to run, whereas CDs you can get for like $3, right? So you can really try to sell those a lot cheaper. But we wanted to do a full run instead of just a digital burn. So those are actually like full run CDs that were done through the label.
That's cool.
A little different. Yeah.
Yes, I would imagine that. Yeah, the process will be. Well, that's cool. Well, and congratulations on almost, you know, selling all of them. That's the purpose. So.
Yeah, it's great. I'm happy they're disappearing. The sales were a little slower on this EP. I think it's just the way the economy is. I don't know. Maybe you still don't like it as much. I have no idea. But we're getting a lot of playthrough. Anyway, we're getting a lot of plays on Spotify, who is also set up on the label. I don't really have insight on that, but apparently it's doing well. We're getting quite a bit of play on our Bandcamp page, and so I think it's actually performing better than the mini LP that we did out first, but because of, I don't know, whatever circumstances, the physicals seem to be going a little slower, but they're still moving. Like every time we play a show or every couple of weeks, there's always a sale or two. Just need the postal strike to stop so we can get them mailed out.
Exactly. Oh, another whole topic. But yeah, well, that's cool. That's cool that every merch is moving. That's always good for a band. So yeah, please keep doing it.
Absolutely.
The other question I had was, so the band's name, so Cold, is, I guess, there's probably another, a little more meaning than just, you know, the actual word or birth, but so.
Yeah, essentially Cold is, it's like something that is normally associated with animals, right? Animals that are sick and they get put down, right? They get culled from the herd. And they get slaughtered, so to speak. And I think, you know, if we look at humanity, we have very similar relationship happening within our society. I mean, but it's not done in the way that we're sick. It seems to be more people that tend to buck trends, tend to buck what is being said, that those are the ones that are being called out, right? They're being called out of society, or they're being called out of inclusion. So I think it's a nice little play on words. Additionally, we came from another band, and then we called out a couple of members from that band, so that was just kind of a tongue-in-cheek play words too, but honestly, the main purpose comes from that whole disposable animals, essentially, right? And humans are just basically different forms of animals. And the way our society is, we basically dispose of people if we don't really like what they have to say or if we agree with their opinions.
Yes, no, I hear you. Yes, we are definitely part.